Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the Provincial Crop Report. Thanks for joining us, Dennis.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me in.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What did we see across the province over this past week, and what were the highlights?
Well, you know, this report typically gets put together on the Monday and the Tuesday and gets released late Tuesday afternoon. Monday afternoon, actually, or late Monday evening, there was a major weather system that moved through the southwest and northwest areas. So from June 29th from 6 a.m. to June 30th, a period covering 31 hours, storms brought some excessive rain to the southwest in the Boise Main area, as well as the northwest regions in St. Rose and Fork River area. Some very strong winds, 80 kilometers an hour, and a significant amount of rainfall, upwards of 40, 50, and even higher millimeters of rainfall in that short time period. So, you know, the information that we're going to discuss, I guess, is on the crop itself. And overall, we have seen some good progress, but I think in some of these areas that did receive that excess moisture, we'll have to wait a few days to kind of see what kind of response the crop is going to have. A lot of it will depend on which crop it is, and also, too, a lot will depend on how quickly the water drains off in some of those areas that got highly affected by that excessive rainfall.
In terms of rainfall, how does this year compare with what's typically been experienced, and what are the implications on that front?
Well, for example, areas in the northwest have accumulated more than 150% of the normal precipitation, and while areas in the southern and lake near Stonewall have accumulated almost 250% of the normal precipitation. Up until this last rainfall, parts of the southwest and around Killarney and areas in the eastern region are under 80% of the 30 average year precipitation for the season. So that may change a little bit in next week's report.
Overall, how are crops developing at this point, and what have been the key factors there?
Well, when we look at cereals, and starting off with winter wheat and fall rye, both are flowering right now, and generally the crop looks very good. With very strong yield potential right now, and any fungicide application has been completed already at this point. When you look at spring cereals, typically they're between the tillering and stem elongation phase or stages, with the earliest fields having a flagged leaf visible. Herbicide applications are largely complete on those crops already, and they're monitoring for potential disease issues for fungicide options later on. Corn is in that V5 to V6 stages. Crops then look good, although areas with excessive moisture continue to show some uneven growth and nutrient stress symptoms. When we move into the oil seeds and we look at canola, canola development has been rapid and is generally between the five leaf and bolting stages, with the earliest fields about 10% flower. We have seen some issues with cabbage seed pod weevil this year. And for more information on that, you can consult the crop pest report that comes out on Thursday. Sunflowers have reached the V6 stage and so far are looking good with the conditions that we've seen so far this year. When we move into pulses and soybeans, peas are progressing well and reaching canopy closure in most fields, and peas are in that 10 to 12 nose stage with some flowering occurring, so there'll be some fungicide application happening soon. And soybeans are in that third to fourth trifoliate stage. Most of the first application of herbicides have been complete, and growers are looking at possibly doing a second application of herbicides. The soybeans generally have yellowed from a little bit of from the excessive rainfall, but most fields, are beginning to grow out of that stress conditions, and they are one of the crops that do tolerate the excess moisture better than other crops.
What have we been seeing in terms of insect or disease challenges, and what are the factors there?
Well, I think right now the insect challenge has been mostly in the canola here, as we stated earlier here. With the canola, we've seen some cabbage seed pod weevil issues in different areas of Manitoba. Growers are kind of getting geared up on the fungicide side of things when it comes to spring cereals, in particular Fusarium head blight spraying for in spring wheat. So that's, it'll be more of that happening in the next little while. And before you know it, we'll be spraying for Sclerotinia and canola as well. So, because we're just getting to that early flowering stage right now. So,
at this stage, what are the expectations in terms of weather-related losses and due to what weather factors?
Well, the excess moisture that we've been seeing over many different regions over the last little while here has really put some stress on some of the crop. But the biggest thing right now is for the water to drain away and to see what kind of crop we have left. In some areas, you'll see just the lower areas of the field, the drains that might be lost. And in other areas that receive more significant rainfall, you'll probably see some crop loss. But that's yet to be determined how much.
What are the expectations over the next week or so?
Well, the forecast looks for some warmer temperatures, but it's also looking at some rainfall. So we'll have to see what happens over the next little while. But really, warm soil, warm conditions, higher temperatures would be a bit more desirable right now, rather than the low 20s, to be in that maybe mid to upper 20 range, just to help things dry out. And some good strong winds will help things a little bit as well.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, as we stated in past reports, it's been a very interesting year so far. I'm sure it will continue to be that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the Provincial Crop Report. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.